Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in five, four, three.
Morning Mayhem.
Oh, man.
What now?
With David Basil.
Check, check. Check, check. Check, 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 check. People out here, they're sleeping.
I know.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. What in the world, man?
I don't know.
Right at home to the Super Queen.
Look at this, watch it. Look at this. Fancy, fancy furniture.
Dude, what is going on here? I don't know, but somebody just looks like they won a game show.
And they won't let the poor boy down. All right, you 609ers, this Friday, thank goodness. You know what we do on Fridays?
What do we do?
609, we move it, move it, move it.
You gotta move it.
I'll be thanking some people from Mainline last night.
Yes.
As soon as I try to get on my Fortnite client.
Yes.
Two letters in my head. Well, glad to have you back, Bob.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Now, was it good to be in your own bed?
Woo, yeah,
eating,
man.
In your own bed?
Well, it's been long since Saturday. Yeah, it's been a long
time. Jeez, dude. Well, you kicked butt. Can I say that?
Good day yesterday. It was fun.
Good.
Daddy was good.
Daly was fantastic.
Yeah, was
to have him
fun.
There the
yeah,
entire show.
Bickery, great camaraderie. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
D's.
I want to hear some D's stories. Los Angeles. I want to hear some D's story.
Yeah, we're waking up the whole neighborhood at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. Sorry, everybody. They will not hold this tournament again, or they'll go. First of all, how did you guys get your cars out here? The Fletcher fleet is right out here right now.
Yes.
There's a fella between mine and your car right now that I met when I was waiting on Wayne to come get me. He is, I don't know, he's got his own journalist company, whatever. Just follow me out here.
Well,
I know.
One more time.
Kill us. Los Angeles. Flight 104 1009.
He has no idea what we're doing. This is not professional radio, is it?
You're not going to catch
you're not getting this so serious,
John. You're not getting it with Rick Steele either.
Good morning, everybody. It is a 6:11 on this Friday, July 24th. Roger, it's nice not to be looking at my watch trying to decide what hour I'm in.
Oh my God, yeah.
I put you that about 50 times.
It took you all week to figure it out.
You know, the last time we did a show in the East Coast time, or Eastern Standard Time, rather, I did the same thing. I might have been last year in Atlanta when we were there, and I did the same thing.
Well, not last year, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. We did this show Monday morning. Maybe that was it, too.
That's it.
We are
because we were up an hour early.
That's right. We got there an hour early.
Yeah.
Fortunately,
we did the show from the Verbo.
We are on the road again this morning over at Maumelle Country Club. What a beautiful hole. What hole are we on?
8 and 9, I think.
8 and 9. It is gorgeous over here.
I think the McAllisters live over here, and over here is the Brundells, and I think right behind us may be the Thompsons.
We're here for the Moses Moody Charity Golf Tournament. Moses Moody, of course, is NBA player from Central Arkansas and a great young man and giving back to his community. He's already done some work this week, and they've got more events after the golf tournament tonight and tomorrow night. Right. Steph Curry is here, who is, you know, looking at some of his numbers. Christian, I know, you know, Christian is our NBA guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Right now.
Yeah, three-point shots have been around a long time. But he just changed the way it was done, and we'll look at some of his stats. Really, really impressive numbers, and they say he's a good golfer. I've seen video of him. You know, he's a competitor. And
is Seth going to be here?
Who?
Seth?
No, I don't think Seth Curry will be here. Dale may not either.
Dale was the dad who was in the NBA before him, and Dale was a pretty good player, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Not the career, not the Hall of Famer, right? That Steph Curry.
He didn't have a 3-point line.
Well, here's what Roger. Christian knows this. Where is the? Where did Steph Curry go to school? College?
Arizona.
Davidson is correct. It just goes to show you don't have to be from the biggest college to be one of the greatest players of all time.
No.
One of the top 3 3-point shooters of all time went to Weber State. That's Damian Williams.
Who was that? Who's that?
Yeah.
So you don't have to go to the big school to get it done. But they're going to be playing golf all out here today. We're on either hole 8. Well, I guess it's going to combo hole 8 and 9. And they're setting up furniture like Roger said. It looks like somebody's won a game show out here.
Yeah, it really is. Just a game show. What's up, man? Exactly. It looks like we're getting ready to do a commercial for Hanks. We're going to do some Hanks commercial.
So, Rog, in today's lineup, we'll have Bill Ingram, who, if we can get Bill out here, who is Mr. Basketball here in Central Arkansas. Has for a long time, you know, real deal on the rock, real deal on the hill, brought in some of the greatest names in basketball history to Central Arkansas. And I know he knows Moses' story. We'll visit with him if he can get out here.
Moses was at Summerwood. Isaiah Joe's coming in a couple of weeks.
I didn't know Moses was at.
I didn't either until David Jr. told me.
I'm not surprised by it.
Absolutely.
Bill will help us with all that. That's why I invited him out here, Rod. He knows all the basketball stuff.
For sure.
We'll visit with him. We'll visit with Heather Baker, RJ Hawk. Steve Qualls will do our NASCAR review today in the 9 o'clock hour. Today, Roger, it's National Tequila Day. Let's just say I am tequila'd out. I don't even want to celebrate.
Oh my!
I don't even want to celebrate.
You know what? That's what it took.
That's what it took.
Just had to OD on it.
I did. I actually partook of some yesterday in the airport with 9 billion people in the Atlanta airport. I've never seen so many people on planes. It's like, wow, everybody's traveling. But anyway, it's National Tequila Day. It's National Cousins Day. You know, I don't have any siblings. So my cousins have been like brothers and sisters to me.
Sure.
So that's
I hear that a lot. Who was I talking to yesterday? First of all, I talked to who's the nut that coaches basketball in Arkadelphia?
Is it Dennis? I think so.
Brian McCray. So I ran into Brian. I'll tell you that story. But to who was I talking to? Well, Justin Moore. He talks about his cousins all the time, being like brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know. So you guys are like that.
And being an only child. That's why it's sort of like that. But today's National Cousins Day. It's also National Drive-Thru Day. Is there a drive-thru? What is the place that you use the drive-thru the most? And is it the same store?
For me, like, for example, I went to Chick-fil-A last night on Markham. 100%. That's one of my high traffic areas, and the Sonic around from the bus.
High traffic area.
Yeah.
No, for me.
Well, you know, where you know the girls or the guys working the line.
Oh, dude. Yeah. When you do that, you go, you go all the way. Now, I don't do it for myself. It's for Samantha and the Grands. Number one, it's going right to Chick-fil-A.
Is it?
So I'll pick her up something there, or the Grands, whenever they're there, we'll go.
What about, do you do any of the coffee places at all?
No.
Yeah,
No, when we're on the road, if I don't have mine.
What's it called? What's the Starbucks? Yeah.
No, I'm not a Starbucks.
Chuck, what about you? Do you have a drive through that Chuck Gatlin, who is our promotions guy, who helped set up out here this morning? What's your drive through of choice?
What is my drive through of choice?
Then listen, if you have to think about it, you don't drive through very much.
I don't drive through Sonic, McDonald's,
you know, Chick-fil-A. Jessica's so good at it, Roger. She will within like 5 minutes of pulling up, she'll go on her app. Order it. Go through the app.
Oh, that's
line.
Samantha. No, that's
the app line.
Well, two things. Two things. Number one, that's what Samantha does. She'll pop $25 in the account all the time, and she just goes right through, and she'll say, "Hey, if you go to Starbucks," and that's the other place I go for her. Just ask for, you know, my name and all that, and pick up because she's already paid for it. She's done all that stuff. But let me tell you something about the Chick-fil-A app, people. You know, it's like on the plane. You don't have to get up. We're all getting off the plane at the same time. They're not going to open the door for anybody. Right. So depending on where you are, there's no reason for you to stand up and if you just want to and all that. But there's an etiquette involved. You know, there's an etiquette.
Yeah.
If you're behind and the people in front of you have not stood up, you wait. Because they're waiting. You've got to let them get up first.
People want to rush.
People just have to do it. And for those that use the Chick-fil-A app, because you have your own little line.
Yep.
I see you out there, you smuggies. Because you know what? We alternate. We already alternate with
that. You have your own line, though. You have your own line.
Yeah, but you know what? But listen, you better be alternate counting, too.
You're
fancy.
It's so awesome, though.
You pull up.
Yeah, well, that's
you scan the QR.
You know what? And I see it on your faces with your little apps.
I'm not good enough at the app to get that done.
Well, I'm surprised of that.
What were you saying, Christian?
I use the app no matter where I go, pretty much. Yeah.
So by ordering food?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. If you can do it,
I'm ordering on the phone. Yeah.
If you can do it, you're very efficient. That's very good.
Yeah.
So
the only apps I use are
I thought Roger, just a little recap yesterday of the day with Silverfield. I thought he said all the right things. You know, I think, you know, I was looking at him yesterday and I go, you know what? I'm tired of asking you questions. I said, we've been asking you questions since, you know, he's got no game tape. Yeah. We've been talking, all we've had is since we hired him in November, whatever it is. Poor guy has had to say the right thing forever.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that was, we had Justin Acri on at the end of our show yesterday, obviously. Which, without you, I went so long. We'd already got, it was already 9:59 and a half. And Justin goes, are we supposed to be gone? And I'm going, yeah, sorry. We're halfway into a spot before I shut down. I apologize for that. But I think their question of the day was, could he say anything that would change your mind about however you're feeling?
Yeah.
And I don't even know what you're feeling, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. Could he say anything to change your mind? And I will stand by what I've been saying, and that is there's new hope. That's what this is. It's new hope.
Yeah.
If it was the same old regime, I would just go, we blow. Yeah. You know, but you know what? And being 4-8, or is that what it's going to be, 4-8, this season, if Sam Pittman was still coaching, we'd go, that's terrible. But with a new guy coming in going, hey, we got hope.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that something?
It is, he is, we all sort of want him to do well. We do. But we also know, man, you know, this poor guy, you know, golly, you got to play Utah the second game on the road, 9:00. And he got to play Georgia with 8 returning starters on defense in Fayetteville. So the odds are stacked against him. Yeah. Right now, it's a feel good thing because he hadn't played anybody. He's saying all the right things. Yeah. And if we just, you know what, though, too, if we just see him play better, you know, compete wise, effort wise, and penalty wise, at least that's progress from where it was last year. But the other thing that surprised was found out that Sutton Smith, the running back, is going to wear a D-Max number.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
It's still a thing. They haven't retired it.
Two words.
Yeah, I know.
Redig.
I know. They need to retire.
I'm sorry.
I know.
They don't need to retire. Know why. You know what?
Even he wants
and the
it.
Patch is fine.
Yeah, but you know what? Even McFadden wants the jersey retired. So
but it should be.
It should be.
It should be.
It's almost like, you know, you do get to say when, because you see number five running, you get to talk about Darren. But it's almost like, really? This guy's never played a down, and he's going to come in and get the number five jersey. And I like him. The kids have,
put the patch on. But let the boy watch. Put the patch on the jersey. Five's done.
And he's a he is an undersized guy. But he, listen, I saw what he did to us last year.
He's
so
like a
anyway,
scat
back kind of,
right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's what he is. I thought it was funny asking. Talking to Quincy Rhodes Jr. yesterday about the play, that the 65-yarder, he comes up field. To me, again, I don't know all the assignments, but as an old defensive guy, he came up the field, Roger, a little bit higher, because when you do that, it creates a bigger lane for that running back to cut up under. Of course, he said, he goes, well, yeah, everybody has their own responsibilities, implying that there should have been another guy maybe up underneath me, which could be right. But anyway, that's how we remember Sutton Smith.
Sure.
Also, too, we got the NFL stuff going on. Did you see where Carolina, already the first day of camp, loses its star linebacker to an ACL. Mm-hmm. Then you work all this time together, you make all this money,
sure,
you know, and then you're out the rest of the year on the first play.
Right.
Also, did you see where the Ravens released Pavia?
Yeah.
Didn't take long, did it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I don't even think he got to camp. Yeah, he
no,
didn't even get to
camp.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even get to camp. They just said, you're not, you know, we've got our numbers. And I did see where the overall pick, Fernando Mendoza, $57 million contract, four-year deal. You know what? You know when we didn't talk about this much last year in the season, but Indiana, they would sing the ABBA song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it ABBA, Fernando?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
How does that go? Do you know how it goes?
I saw the moon at night. The stars were bright. Fernando.
How fun is that? How fun is that? They were singing that. Or is it?
Na, 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 na.
I love it. We'll play it. I was about to say that Christian did not take it, did not partake
in it. No, if I get hooked up, I'll start popping those in there.
We got a little bit of delay.
Yeah, we got to do it. We had some folks from Oakland last night, from Indiana. I had a great group of folks down there. We'll talk more about that. But we were talking a little bit about Fernando.
Yeah, Steve Qual says we need, I thought maybe the Steve Qual's last night, yesterday was listening to Quincy. Quincy talked about that engine.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think, listen, I thought it'd be pretty cool. I go, yeah, 700 horsepower. He goes, no, it's just
a thousand. He tripled it.
He went, I think, what?
It's like,
is that possible?
400 or something like that.
Is that possible?
For a street car? Street
all vehicle? I could think of was not a good idea.
I know.
For anybody to have
enough.
That on the street.
Yeah, 700 is enough.
Yes. He said, no. I've got, what did he say?
He said 1100.
18,
yeah. We also have to play match game because we did not do that yesterday.
Match and lyric?
We've got Justin Moore finish the lyric. And what we'll do today for the movie review,
mm-hmm,
since we didn't, we may review something else.
Sure.
So, Christian,
maybe we would review your week of SEC.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, too, I was looking at a couple movies that were on, that were released on this day. Today, Roger, is the day that they released Saving Private Ryan back in 1998. How about that?
Unreal.
I remember how impactful. Everybody said, man, wait till you see the first scene. I remember everybody going, it's, and they talked to people who actually were there, said that's what it was really mindful of. The other one was A Time to Kill, premiered on this day. I don't know if I've seen that.
I watched it a couple weeks ago. It's not as good as what I remembered.
Who is
okay? It's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay.
It's Sandra Bullock, Samuel L. Jackson. Maybe I saw it. I've just forgotten.
Kiefer Sutherland.
I can't remember the storyline. Let me see. Kevin Spacey.
They were turning out like every year.
Donald Sutherland. Okay, Donald and Keith.
Yeah, they're both of that.
But I don't know what the premise of the movie was, Christian.
The premise of the movie is some white boys got a couple. I think there was a couple of them, but got a little black girl walking down the street. And I think they raped and abused her. Samuel L. Jackson's daughter.
Gotcha.
Then Samuel L. Jackson, I think, in retaliation for these guys, either before these guys went to trial or after they got into trial, and maybe he shot them.
Yeah.
It was before he shot them.
They were walking into
shot
the courthouse, and he's hiding in those. He's hiding, and he comes out.
Yeah, okay, yeah. A couple other things. This is the day that our guy Terry Bradshaw retired from the NFL. He was only 35 years. You know, Cliff Harris, what did we find out? Was 30.
Yeah.
Cliff was really young when he retired. It's also Billy Martin resigned, one of his three exits from New York. Have you seen the controversy, too? We got to get into this. About the guy in the batter's box and the delay of the pitch clock. Have you been watching that? It's a big controversy, Christian. I don't know if you saw it. It's a New York Yankee. And apparently what happens, Roger, once you get in the box, at some point the pitcher can't throw it until you eyeball him. Right. And what this dude from the Yankees is doing, he's staying in the box and he's looking down the whole time. He's not, and so he only looks up with 8 seconds left. So the pitcher's having to wait. Because he's in the box, and so finally the Major League Baseball said you're out, and apparently they put the word down and said we're getting that done, but they had not told got the word out to everybody around the league that today it's over with. So they went ahead and tossed the dude. The dude goes, "You're just picking on me," but I see what it is that he was taking advantage of the rules as it was allowed, and they had to change it. So
that's silly. That sounds silly.
Well, I see it now to where the pitcher, once you get in the box, okay, I'm getting ready, and the guy never looks at you. He can't throw it unless apparently I didn't know this. Unless you're looking, I thought, man, you just throw it.
Don't you eyeball me, boy?
Yeah, I thought you just could throw it if you wanted to.
Yeah,
That
makes sense. So, you know what? Here's something about that, and I don't know why it's throwing me off, but I mean, it's been a long week for everybody, I guess. But I'm seeing that the Dodgers were at the White House.
Yes,
I mean, in the season going on.
Was it last year?
No,
they didn't make it last year for the World Series.
I mean, they're there for the championship. They're there.
Yeah, a little late. It's like me and the Cliff Harris.
Yeah, I mean, the season's. I mean, we're smack dab past the Rubicon. I never knew that that was.
They usually do it like in basketball when they did go. They would do it during
Fernando.
The season whenever they played Washington.
Okay. I don't know why I expected. Sorry, we can't make it. We're playing.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, we're making a lot of noise out here where there's homes surrounding us. And sorry, any homeowners happen to be listeners. Well, they are. They're up in saying 609.
Is straight ahead the clubhouse?
Yeah. Well, I don't think. Yeah, it is.
I see the cards.
It's part of it. It is part of it.
Yeah, I don't remember coming that direction. I think
it's a lot lighter out here now. Going to break with Fernando by ABBA. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We're live out here at Maumelle Country Club for Moses Moody's Charity Golf Tournament. Going to have Steph Curry. We don't know who we're going to get on the show or not, but we're going to get Moses Moody. But it'll be interesting to see everybody. It's going to be, 130 today?
I think so, but that's in the shade. So, I mean, it's going to be even worse than that. I had Jeff Owens. I don't know if you...
Yeah.
Jeff Owens with Sport Clip.
Yeah.
He called me the other day, or texted me the other day. He goes, "Hey, look, I just heard Todd Yacobian say you need to check on the elderly in this heat, so I just want to make sure you're okay." I still can't get over that.
Somebody says here on our Middleton there text line, "Time to kill us awesome, guys."
Oh, I like it.
Also says, "Thanks for the great SEC Media Football Days coverage, boys. It sure beats the heck out of hearing Acree talk about what Ghana missed to put on food for the fourth time this summer." Is that one of his? Yeah, I feel like that's one of his regular bits.
Really?
Yeah, but
I didn't know.
I
didn't know Acree had any fun on the way. I thought it was all straight biz.
Rebecca says, "I love this Chick-fil-A mobile app. I use it before leaving for work and just zip through the mobile line once I get there." You know what? The advanced app users, God bless you.
Yeah, and you know what? And I see it because you give us you're giving us side eye. Listen, we alternate. In the unwashed masses line, we know what we're supposed to do, and everybody's going, "I hope that person to my left knows that I'm supposed to be there."
Look at those people waiting in line.
Well, there you go. And then you just come in with your big Yukons. You Jags.
All right. Do not go away. 628 here, Morning Mayhem.
Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas took center stage at SEC Media Days yesterday. Coach Ron Silverfield took the podium and had this to say about doubters.
"You have the right to feel a certain way, and that's okay. I've been doubted my whole life. That's not a bad thing. I think what ends up happening is you have a head coach that has a chip on his shoulder. It doesn't matter what other people think about me. It truly doesn't. All I care is what the players and my family think about me. And anybody that's been around our program, anybody that's been around me, knows that we're going to do it the right way. And in due time, we'll get this thing back to where it needs to be."
Next up for the Arkansas football team is fall camp, which starts on August 5th. The Buzz's coverage of SEC Media Days all week was brought to you by First Security Bank, Coffin by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers play against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickie Stevens Park tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz, too. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs. David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Unfortunately, the extreme heat is going to start coming back. Today we get to 93, mostly cloudy, and our 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A 30% chance of rain tonight, low of 76. Tomorrow it gets up to 95 degrees with a 30% chance of rain, but Sunday, no rain in the forecast, will climb up to 100. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Professional Arena Football is back in Hot Springs Saturday night. The Arkansas Diamonds, fast-paced, hard-hitting Professional Arena Football at Bank OZK Arena. Congrats to the Diamonds. They've already clinched the Southern Division, and they're headed to the playoffs. So come see the final home game of the regular season against the Monroe Greenheads Saturday night. Group and individual tickets are available. General admission tickets are only $15. Buy them at the door or online at ArkansasDiamonds.com. Arkansas Diamonds football, forged under pressure.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. We have the Hyundai Getaway sales event going on right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's, 0% interest on all Santa Fe's, and 90 days no payments, as well as huge discounts on everything else on the lot, including Palisade, Elantra, you name it. All this happening right now, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, Hyundai Getaway Sales Event off Colonel Glenn. Come see us.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up. Machine. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up.
It is 6:33. I'm glad I can say 6:33 with confidence, knowing that it's Central Standard Time.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
You had a great connection. Did you get a new cord and all that?
Yeah, he's the Chuck FedEx
cord. Charles.
We got. I guess we need to order some new cords, don't we? Yeah, it's. I don't know if it's in here or it's. I don't know where. Because you know what, the second cord did the same thing.
Oh really?
So we think it could be in the box. I don't know. It's just this is older equipment. And how's the second monitor? You loving the second monitor?
Oh, 100%.
It's a game changer.
It really is.
Good job, Gemma.
Now, Gemma, thank you very much.
Let me tell you also, too.
Well, listen, Gemma did it, but you
well,
made
we
it
about,
happen.
Well,
you facilitated
pushing,
it
pushing
and,
to get
and
it
got
done.
It going real quick. And then Terry came up yesterday, and she said, and, you know, she made a comment to me, and I'm thinking, you guys don't owe me an apology for getting anything. Listen, I'm just proud to be here just for y'all
just,
to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, we had some urgency to get it done, and I appreciate
it. Well, because we absolutely
because it helps you with the show. And so I will say this, too. What we did this weekend, and having Bill Vickery down there. Bill got to know Randy a lot better. You know, we had dinner.
Yeah.
He got to be on Randy's show. He got to be a
true
part of what
synergy.
We were doing. I'm going to tell you, you know, this is what we don't often get to do as a company, and we need to do more of it, is do that kind of cross-promotion been talking about for the last year or two, from afternoon to mornings, middays, whatever.
100%.
And it was just really, and Bill really enjoyed it. I think Randy enjoyed it. Trey got to know everybody, and it was really a good trip, and it was good to have J.D. there yesterday. It was fun. Yeah. And the Gruden, in retrospect, I should have got Gruden. Yeah. I just was so busy with other stuff that I didn't get a chance to do that.
Right.
661-1037. Big crowd last night at Mainline.
Huge
crowd.
Guys,
great
night.
Crowd.
Oh, it was
trivia.
Fantastic crowd that came out. Folks from all, because Oakland is such a fantastic venue for me to be a part of. Not only am I the number one host in the state of Arkansas and beyond for trivia, that Mainline Sports Bar is the number one venue for that to happen. So it brings that big marquee that they have, and Wayne Smith's dream, or not dream, but the vision, is to have something going on at Oakland every single night.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Oakland Racing Casino Resort. So something going on every night, whether it be at Pop's Lounge, whether it be at Mainline Sports Bar with the swing suites and all that. And this is all prior to the track being open, but folks just come from all over the country. They either stay there at the hotel, or they know that's a place to go and hang out. And so we met some fantastic people there, Bass, from Indiana and Virginia. Some of the usual suspects were still there, thanks to Steve Qualls, thanks to Joshua Kelly, thanks to, oh my God, who I could go on with so many other names that show up. But one person I do want to say, and I don't know if I'm going to get their name right on this, the name of the business, but it was Abigail Pickering. This is a young lady. She's a dental assistant and I'll get the name of the office out here in a second. I think it's at the Village. But her father, Jimmy, drives a truck. Jimmy Pickering listens to the show.
Oh, very nice.
She's there. Abigail is there with the Zoles. Charlie and his wife and Zoe, their daughter, is there. And Abigail, a nice young lady, listens to the show.
Wonderful.
Which is just surprising. When I go, she goes, you know, I listen to your show every morning. I go, what?
Can I tell you, I came back, and I'll mention some names too a little bit later. Come back on the flight, and people go, you're getting back from SEC Media Days. I'm like, well, yeah, you guys are paying attention. That's great.
That's
Chuck,
there,
will you make sure? I'll make sure that Bill Ingram, we're going to make sure that he's found over there. Bill will give us this. Oh, maybe you just go get him? Oh, thanks, Chuck.
There it is. See, I don't know if it's Fusiller. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's the doctor's name down there. But Fusiller, F-U-S-I-L-I-E-R, Fusiller. I want to make sure I got that out right. But anytime we have listeners, we definitely want to say that. And Abigail Pickering, thank you very much for introducing yourself, and thank you for telling me about your dad Jimmy listening to us as well. And several of our listeners, you know, when I go up to them and ask them about how everything's going, you know what they tell me?
What?
Strength and honor.
Someone says this morning from 870, oh man, it's a funky smell this morning. That was from the Fernando, I guess.
Yeah, it stinks.
Someone says TGIF from Mary Bimberg, our faithful listener, please read the book before seeing A Time to Kill. Now that is true.
Why?
The Grisham novels, it's always, they say it's better to read the book first.
Give me a hint, Mary. Why?
Because the book, they say, obviously the book goes into much more detail. Although, it's sort of, to me, people, when you do that, you go, wow, the movie's not as good as the book because it can't cover all the details.
What's the difference in the Jaws, in the movie Jaws, in the book?
What is it?
The one thing that I remember, if somebody correct me if I'm wrong, is that Richard Dreyfuss's character dies.
In the book?
Yeah, in the book.
Yeah, I'm glad he
did. Dies in the book.
Yeah,
Rambo last week. It was different.
Yeah. That's true.
Also, like The Godfather's based on a book, but most people regard the book as being terrible.
I have not read that.
See, Gone with the Wind, I don't know if there's anything that I remember from that one.
You know, in retrospect, I think I should have had this plan, but Christian, we should have Christian out here. Because Christian is the NBA guy. He would love to be able to hang out with us. Of course, you've already met Moses on multiple occasions, right, Christian?
Yeah. Once, when you guys had him on after they won the championship, and I got a picture with Larry O'Brien, so that was cool.
That was cool. That was his rookie year.
Was he in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
At the trophy. He came by. Absolutely. I think I got him. And was Gary Anderson with us? I think I may have gotten a hat with Gary Anderson and Moses Moody's signature on that.
I can't recall.
I could be completely wrong.
I would like for you to see Steph. And you're now, again, you love basketball. Where do you play? You're the age, appropriate for his career and his.
Where is he all time? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, yeah. Where do you where do you put him? Yeah.
On my list, off the top of my head, I believe he's at 10 all time.
Okay. Now I notice
he's
he
in the top 10.
His scoring average has been over 30, I think, maybe twice or three times. I don't know how many times Jordan did that. It's not easy to average over 30. One of his MVP years, he led the league in scoring and steals, which I thought was impressive.
Yeah.
But you know, from a numbers standpoint, I think career average 24. I don't know how that ranks with Jordan or anybody else.
It took Steph a few years to get going. He had he had some really bad ankle issues, like maybe the first 3 or 4 years of his career, maybe 5. So he couldn't stay healthy, and he couldn't stay on the court. But once he got the ankle issues resolved, I mean, he became an MVP multiple times.
Yeah, yeah, I think saying a top 10, he because you know what's crazy, Roger? The three-point shot has been around the NBA since 79-80, and in the college game in the 87-88, right after Joe and them finished up. So the three-point shot has been around, but he made it look so easy, right?
Yeah.
He made the long-distance shots as well. Come on, Bill, have a seat.
Took the shots like he did before him. And also, every time he took a shot, you thought it was going in.
He was
so prolific.
Yeah, he was a killer. And he wins 4 world championships as well. That's the other part.
Give it up.
That he wins 4. And he did those. Put that on there. He did that. One of those he had, who's the tall, slim man?
He had 2 with Kevin Durant.
Oh, he had 2 with Durant.
One for Durant, 2 with Durant, and then 1 after.
I don't think they needed Durant to win them. They didn't need him for the first 2, right?
Well, they lost the year before they got Durant.
But they had won before Durant, though, without
they
him.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
They could have possibly won without Durant, but once they got Durant, the deck was stacked.
Overwhelmingly. Bill Ingram joins us. Good morning, Bill.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm glad you didn't have to walk this long.
I know it.
Well, listen, I want you to get up here because you know all these guys. You've known them since they were kids and been doing this basketball stuff for 30 years, 35 years.
35 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure Moses, you remember Moses as a youngster?
Yeah, I remember Moses. Moses was great from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Young kid, he played in our program when he was really young. And then after that, his dad ended up getting his own team. And he finished up, I think, with Bradley Beal. But, yeah, he's been a great basketball player from day one.
Yeah, freshman year he's with Parkview, then he transfers to North Little Rock, wins the state championship as a sophomore, and then goes to, is it Mount Verde? Is that the
he went to Mount Verde, Mount Verde, I think his last year.
Mount Verde. Yeah.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Yeah, and so then he obviously goes to Arkansas and is a 14th pick overall.
Yep.
Goes to Golden State, wins the championship is right out of the gate.
Yeah,
where do you rank him? Where do you rank him, Bill, in terms of the great player? And it's still early, but in terms of how good of a player he is coming out of Arkansas, you got Bobby Portis, you got Sidney, you got the Corliss, other
Joe.
That's right. Obviously, Joe.
Well, Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson. Yeah,
we got so many great players. I think he's probably anywhere from 5 to 7.
Okay.
From 5 to 7, that's a lot of history because you got other guys coming out of Arkansas. If you're talking about coming out of the state of Arkansas,
you got
Scottie Pippen, you got Derrick.
Oh, that's Fisher. Right, Scottie Pippen. Forget about those guys because they're not Razorbacks.
6 rings because they're not Razorbacks. You got, of course, you got the Razorbacks. You got Joe. You got Ronnie Brewer.
Yeah.
Ron Senior.
Yeah, there's some good guys.
They was like Ronnie Brewer was like 13th pick out of draft. Ron Senior was like what the 9th, I think maybe the 6th pick out of draft or something like that.
And you mentioned too, Derrick Fisher. We forget he wins 5 rings with Kobe.
Yeah, which is
pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And you, like I said, you've been a part since all because of youth basketball.
Yes.
And then I know Roger made the point that you're still helping out with the Hendrixes at Summerwood Sports, and Isaiah Joe's camp is coming up, right?
Coming up August the 15th.
Now, where do you think? I think it's cool that Moses has gotten Steph Curry to come in. He's got Draymond Green, and who was it?
Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson the year before that.
So it's cool that he's doing this. I saw a comment in the paper yesterday where he said, we never, growing up here in Arkansas, I didn't get a chance to see the teams come in and play. You go over to Memphis and you see an NBA team, but it's not like you're in a big market. So he wanted to make sure and bring in guys that kids could get to see and up close, which I think is great. You've done it for real deal for a long time.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful. Anytime you can get someone like Steph Curry to come to your city and kids can see him up close, and that also is a testament to Moses and his relationship with him because those guys are not easy to get. to come. You know, you know, we, like you said, we got a lot of them in real deal, but they were in high school.
That's right.
Coming, you know, they were becoming stars. Yeah. And then, but once they become a mega star like him, you know, it's tough to get him. So that's a testament to Moses' relationship with his teammate to get Steph to come here. So I think it's great for the city and everyone that's involved.
We're visiting with Bill Ingram. We were asking Christian back in the studio, where does Steph Curry rank all time NBA history? Where would you? He said, Christian said 10.
It's like ninth.
Ninth or tenth. Where would you put him?
Yeah, I think that's a good number. I think he's still got more time left though. So it's you know, with me, it's hard to kind of rank those guys that's still playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know where they, you know, right now where they're floating. He's got to be floating in the top 10 because.
Is he the greatest player of the last, we got LeBron, of course, but besides LeBron, of the last 15, 20 years of this century, is he a top four? It would be LeBron, him. Who would be the other two?
I would Durant. Durant, LeBron, him.
The beard. And then you get into.
You said the top 15 years?
Yeah, the last Jokic, 15, 20 years, yeah.
Giannis, yeah, you would have to say.
Oh, yeah. Got about them.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, he would definitely be in there.
For sure.
And I definitely, there's no question that I think he's the greatest shooter.
Yeah, you can certainly make that argument.
You can certainly make that argument. He's the greatest shooter of all time. And, you know, he proves it every year. And then that performance he put on in the Olympics, I think, just really catapulted him to just set him apart.
For the rest of the group. It's just the way he shoots it, too. You know, he reminds me, if you've watched Caitlin Clark, Roger. Yeah. Caitlin Clark, look, she can make any three. I mean, she's sitting out there by the logo.
Almost Dillard.
Yeah. And Curry's the same way. It doesn't matter where he's at. He's going to throw it up there. Yeah. It looks like he's just tossing it up there, and he's accurate with it. Of course, the other thing, too, I don't know if you've seen it, Roger. Curry's got this bit that he does before games where he'll be sitting in the alleyway or the you know, and he makes a shot from an angle or full court shot.
From the tunnel.
And you think it's like AI or something, but it's actually him doing it.
I've been in the arena one time and watched him do that at OKC, his warm-up, because really a lot of times when he gets in and does his routine and they won't let a lot of people in. So I actually got a chance to go in while he was in there working out, and it's just an incredible workout. Mm-hmm. And that day he shot from the tunnel and made it. Like, unbelievable.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, we grew up watching the Globetrotters doing shots like that. Yeah. Obviously, there was no AI. You know, it was just Metal Art doing those sort of things. Good. So when you know what you can do and you just keep on doing it, you have the confidence. Because if I ever shoot the threes from that distance, that's one of the things that you go, I called the backboard. No, they don't call it. It goes in all the time.
Well, the other thing about Curry, too, he's a good guy. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, you can sort of sense the kind of guy he is by watching him, the way he is around people.
Yeah,
you know?
Great. He's obviously a great family guy. His teammates love him. You know, that's normally a sign of what type of person you are. If your teammates gravitate around you, and then you think about it, for him to, like I said, the relationship Moses has with him, because Moses is on that team and is a big factor of that team, but he's not one of the stars Draymond or something like that. And you would, you know, take your time out to come to a place like this in August to help him, you know,
great point.
Put his foundation.
Yeah. Great point.
You know, that's just incredible.
It speaks volumes on both of those. You know, we hear things like this all the time. You know, like from Joe Klein, mm-hmm. when Joe talks about all the golf tournaments that they go to and all the pro-ams and all these things. We hear about it, but we don't see it because it's in Arizona or it's somewhere else and they're traveling somewhere else. But we get to see it here on something like this, actually get to see it. So it does speak volumes of the camaraderie and the type of person that both these cats are.
And the other thing, too, I love the fact he's coming back, he's giving back. He's already had one event, and apparently it was giving out groceries to needy families. That was yesterday, Wednesday. It was Thursday, Wednesday, yeah. And apparently had a line of, you know, a mile long of families that he was helping out. And he's got some kid events. I mean, he's got multiple things going on. But we'll have to let him sort of tell us. He's got the Motivate One Foundation, and you can go to MosesMoody.com to see. But they've got a packed day from yesterday, today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night, too. So I don't know if you're involved with any of it. And I mentioned Isaiah Joe's got a camp coming up, too, right?
He's got a camp coming up August 15th. He just had a big golf deal in Oklahoma City. Raised over $150,000 for the Arkansas children.
Very nice.
It was cool that Oklahoma City's head coach Mark Daigneault showed up, despite him being a member of the Pistons now.
No, yes. Yeah.
It's IsaiahJoe.com, IsaiahJoe.com, Saturday, August 15th at Summerwood, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., $100 per campers, registration open. Well, it opened in June. I mean, it's right around the corner. It's IsaiahJoe.com.
Hey, Bill, I had a question about Moses real quick.
Yes.
He had that pretty gnarly injury towards the end of the season.
Yep.
Do you know if he is expected to play next season, or is it going to be a redshirt?
Well, I think they're just going to just kind of plan the barrel and see how his recovery is going. He looks great. I saw him yesterday. I told him, I said, man, you look like you're ready to play. He looks great. But I think they just going by his rehab and see how that's coming along, you know, those injuries like that, you know. It takes a while for those to heal, so I'm sure he won't be ready probably by the start of the season. But I think they just kind of plan to see how his progression is going along with his rehab.
All right, do not go away. Boy, Roger, thank goodness, overcast, cloudy day out here to take off some of the heat. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Hanging out with Bill Ingram. We've got Heather Baker coming up, Steve Qualls, R.J. Hawk, and more. So we don't want you to go away anywhere. 650.
Speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026. A night full of hits, live at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, August 1st. With special guests Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
What an asset you are to our show.
All right, got a really short segment here, only a couple minutes. Got Bill Ingram hanging out with us. We'll visit with Heather Baker and Steve Qualls and RJ and others. Let's see here. Somebody said Joe Johnson, of all the guys, Bill, is probably the guy who's made the most money in the league. Somebody said it was, according to the NBA sources, 19 NBA seasons, $215 million. For Joe.
Pretty incredible.
It is.
Pretty incredible.
He was the highest paid NBA player ever.
Yep. Gotta give him credit.
He got his contract with the Hawks.
You get a cut of that from all the help?
No, I don't get a cut of that, but you know, he's helped the Hawks program out, so he's helped kids, so that's the only cut I need when they give back to the community. So,
of course, Bill and I were teammates at Arkansas back in the day, and it's a good guy, been doing a real deal in the right. Of course, you retired from that now, right?
Yeah,
It's been two years already?
Yeah. Wow. Since we've not doing real deal, and you know, we had a great run.
You did. Real deal on the hill and moved down to real deal on the rock.
Yeah, and you remember that transition.
I do. I don't think Johnny Tyson was real happy with us at the time when we did that.
But you needed it because you needed
the volunteer base. And it worked out good. You got guys like Jimmy Tucker and others that helped out sponsor-wise. And
Warren Stevens, I mean, there's a number of those guys. Of course, the Hendricks was someone with sports. But, yeah, that transition, we had to make that transition because we had – it's easy to get to Little Rock.
Not easy.
60% of our teams was coming from east of Little Rock, like from east of Memphis,
right.
Atlanta, Florida, that direction. So that made the travel easy for them. That was like cuts like 6 hours off on the trip.
You at the high point, how many teams were you bringing?
At the high point, we had 624 teams.
And that would be equivalent to with families and all that. How many people would come in as a part of that?
We was averaging about 3.4 million. Economic impact in a 48-hour period.
48 hours.
48 yeah, because
hours.
They would get here Friday. Yeah. They would get here Friday afternoon and leave Sunday afternoon. So it wasn't even really a full. It was about 2 days.
I mean, if you think of the names that you had in here, just names just the stuff of it.
Well, we had Kevin Durant in here. We had Mike Conley Jr. Of course, we've had Zion. We've had Isaiah. We've had Bobby Portis. We've had.
Well, I remember
Klay Thompson,
yeah.
The Lopez twins, Greg Oden, Zion Williamson, Bam Adebayo.
Great run.
We had a great Derrick Rose. I mean, I can't. You know, I thought.
Yeah, you gotta forget somebody. Yeah, yeah.
Draymond so Green. I mean, we just had.
Yeah. You keep going. We'll come back. You'll still be talking.
I can't get over Zion. Didn't have a better career in the NBA.
He averaged 20 and 5 last year. That's not, you know. So he. Hopefully he's getting there.
All right, do not go away. We're here at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament here at Maumelle Country Club. They're getting ready to get underway. Steph Curry's out here, and Bill Ingram hanging out. We're glad it's a cloudy day today, Roger Dodge.
Very cloudy day. Now I'm just going to go see if some of these people are awake so we can use the bathroom.
All right, 7 o'clock. Don't go away.
Radio for Arkansas Sports Geeks. By Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing, and FanDuel